O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Show us your glory, O Lord, and teach us to rise by descending. Psalm 102, verses 13 to 16. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to have mercy upon her. Indeed, the appointed time has come. For your servants love her very rubble, and are moved to pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will build up Zion, and his glory will appear. Show us your glory, O Lord, and teach us to rise by descending. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 16. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urge Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in the grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich. And here is my judgment about what is best for you in this matter. Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality. As it is written, the one who has gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Thanks be to God who put into their heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. Show us your glory, O Lord, and teach us to rise by descending. 20th century Catholic journalist Penny Lernieux said, "You can look at a slum or peasant village, but it is only by entering into the world, by living in it, that you begin to understand what it is like to be powerless, to be like Christ." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our heart, and teach us how to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's presence, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 5. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those within our own community who feel like they are damaged goods in some way. We ask you, Father, to draw especially close to them. And we echo Isaiah's words that they may receive a blessing better than the sons and daughters. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, help us to hold fast, to stay the course, and to not give up. Sometimes we wish that you would answer our prayers more quickly, but we yield to your timing. We trust that your salvation is close at hand. And using the words of Psalm 27, we choose to wait for you. Help us to be strong and wholehearted and to wait for you, Lord. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, you descended into the mire of this world to raise us up. Enable us to descend as you descended, that we might rise with you to the beloved community of your resurrected life. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.